Hello and bonjour. Welcome to this episode of the Iron Hack Podcast. I am formerly DevOps Dan.
Je m'appelle Ternary Tim.
It was good. We nailed it. How are you
Thank
today?
You. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just glad we're recording inside as it's so warm outside, you know, yes. keep out the sunshine.
It is, but it was a wonderful episode, which makes it all worth it. We had Anaïs on the podcast this week, who is a former Iron Hack student, so now she's an alumni. And yeah, today she shares all of her journey with us about how she got into it from journalism into tech. How she found the course and now her transition to Berlin and working in tech. So a really good one of those episodes for all of you out there who are thinking about following in the same path.
She seems to be loving it as well. Sounds, by the sounds of things, loving working with her team and the company she's working for. So inspirational all round.
Yeah. And we say that every time when we get someone who is like, just has like a real good success story. Rahaf a few weeks ago is another great example. People who have been through this career switching journey, ordeal, I suppose you could describe it as, and then come out the other side and then just kind of looking back and sharing their knowledge is always really valuable. So
I guess as well, just as a little caveat, we don't have to dig too deep to find the guests. So I would say that this is the story of most Iron Hack graduates.
I think so. I think that, like, I mean, I suppose you could argue that you only hear the good stories. No one's coming on a podcast to talk about how it did.
Let me tell you how bad my life is.
Well, this is what I mean. So, but that's just the truth. But I think that we find so many so often, and certainly I don't know anyone from the cohort who it really didn't turn out for. So, in fact, just today, someone asked me, like, oh, you do the Iron Hack podcast. Do you think Iron Hack's worth it? And I was, it's really hard for me to dispute it in any way, because it's certainly changed all of our lives. And Anaïs, today's guest, is another example of that. So,
exactly. So let's, we've done enough talking for her. Let's let her get involved. Let's let her get involved.
All right.
That's a very bad sentence.
She was about to get involved in 3, 2, 1.
My name is Anaïs. I am French and I'm currently based in Berlin. I'm working as a software engineer for ZenJob, which is a personal service provider for part-time job. That connects company and job seekers in Germany. And I'm a software engineer, full stack with a focus on the front end.
Oh, nice. I didn't know you were based in Berlin. So one of the Berlin crew.
One of the legends.
Yeah, yeah. How long have you been here, by the way?
I've been there since now almost 2 years, and I actually moved right after during the bootcamp. So I did Iron Hack, but in Paris.
Okay, that was my follow-up question. Was Iron Hack part of that move in any way? It's always cool to speak to an alumni who has moved because of, or at least been partly due to, Iron Hack and their course.
Have you visited the campus in Berlin?
Not yet. At the beginning, when I arrived to Berlin, it was still COVID time, so a bit hard, but I'm looking actually forward to it for a next event to come and visit.
Yeah, because I would be very interested to know how it compares to the French, to get a French campus, because I've never been to the French campus either.
I think they have the beer in Berlin and it's wine in France.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think they also change in Paris. They are now in a new campus.
Oh, nice.
So has also changed from when I did the bootcamp myself.
So before we dive into your doing of the bootcamp, what were you doing beforehand? And what kind of what motivated you to take the bootcamp in the first place?
Before becoming a software engineer, I was actually a journalist. So I worked as a journalist in Paris for 3 years. And even though I enjoy like my job and the topic that I was covering, I was having a bit of a hard time to find my next step in the field. So I was actually looking for something else that I can do next. And I was also looking for another work culture and something that could allow me to be more, to grow more internationally. So starting from that, I looked at several options and I quickly learned about web development I also did my own website to present my journalistic work back in the day. So I did a bit of, building my own website and really enjoyed it. So I look at, what web development is, how do you learn and work in that field, and then learn about the different learning options. So boot camps really appears to be a good solution for me.
Very cool. And out of interest with the journalism topic, did you were you kind of doing traditional journalism like writing? Because I know a lot of people who also sort of struggle with that, where they were doing a traditional journalist role, and because of the sort of like prevalence of just content in general, you know, you have to kind of like be a bit of a jack of all trades. Was that a reason to switch into tech?
I was was in written press, so I was interested into tech topics already before, and what I actually liked when I was building my website is this part of you have a content that you want to share with your audience, but you also need to think about how you organize this content. So that actually why I did a website. I wanted, to organize and present my work. And then this organization part was also very closely linked to, the design of the website and actually the technical aspect of building a website. So I think is how I went to it, from organizing the content and then also meeting new ideas to actually presenting them and technically do it.
So what was the trigger though? What was the thing that made you go, okay, I want to go into tech now? And then from that, how did you find IronHack? It's always an interesting path, I think.
If I remember correctly, I was so interested in looking at the topic, followed an online class to discover more. But it was really, I think, when I listened to a podcast where they were talking about women in computer science and talking about the history of women in computer science, but also the situation today and how is it like coding, what does it mean? And then at some point they just said that coding can also be seen as the translation, like your translator translating an action you want the code to execute, and then choosing the right words for it. And I think at that point I was really like, okay, then I think it's really something I like and I could enjoy. And I think some days later I received an email. It was Paris Code, so a program in Paris that was having a introduction meeting about that program, and I was like, okay, let's go, let's see how it is, what are now my concrete options in Paris that I could do like right now to learn. And that's how it started.
Awesome. So then you just signed up right and started. When did you graduate? When did you take the course? Sorry. What, 2 years ago?
2 years ago. So February to April 2021.
Okay. And was the process long, or did you sign up like a few weeks before? I ask because, I mean, I signed up, I think, 3 weeks before it started, and then I stopped working just before. So it was a very quick decision when I did it. I wonder how it was for you.
I think I registered, maybe in September, but I asked for joining the February cohort and not the November one, because at the time I had other processes ongoing, and I was like, okay, indeed the process was very fast, and I was like, okay, maybe I need, just to take some time and make sure that's something I would like to commit to, because bootcamp is obviously 2 months of intense work. We all know that. So I asked to join in February. So by the time I really had a chance to pause all my project, prepare the pre-work and be ready on February 1st.
It's exciting and scary at the same time, right? It's like we're changing. Once you're over the roller coaster, there's no stopping it then. Career's changing one way or the other.
It's very cool to hear that you listen to a podcast and that convinced you.
I don't think it was ours, though. I don't think. I have a suspicion.
Well, podcasting generally, just lifting the ships up.
So, what did you study at IronHack? Was it web development?
Yes, I did the web development path.
Best one.
In 2 months. And then, right after it, I started job hunting directly in Berlin because I knew I wanted to move and start working there. And I started on July 1st in Berlin.
Wow. You studied in Paris, though. You did the... Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you went from graduating in April and then you got your first job in July.
Yeah, it nice. Was really... They said like an average of, 2-3 months. And I was like, okay, this I can do. And I started looking right after graduating. It was a bit like a lot because, of course, I had to organize a moving and move out and then a moving at the same time. But it was actually, I enjoyed this transition phase where you, want to move forward and looked for a job at the same time and was actually lucky enough to find, I think beginning of June, I find my job. And then since I was available, I said, okay, we can already start in July.
Well, before we get into that, though, I'm interested to find out about the job search and what you're doing now. But let's stay on your experience at IronHack first for anyone out there who's listening, who's thinking about taking it. Is there any specific things you worked on at IronHack, any projects that you found really interesting, any like highlights of the course?
I really enjoyed learning React, and I really was very happy to have this basis in React. And I was like, it's something like when I was looking for a job, I looked for React role. So I would also say then the final project, because you could reuse everything you learned. You also worked with the team. And it was really important to learn how to separate tasks and also support each other when building the website. It was a great final project, I think.
Yeah, it's funny that with the old project work, because I think at the time, or from a certain point of view, some people on my cohort anyway were like, "Oh, I'm going to do, I'm going to solo it. I'm going to go on my own." And it's quite a hardcore approach from a learning point of view, but then you realize that that's just not the nature of coding. It's just very important that you have, you have the skills to work in a team, because project management and repo management and iterating with Git and stuff is just so, so important. I think people go overlook that a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And also being able to, having a product roadmap for your project and then decide who work on which part and then sync on the progress and then, help each other when it's needed is really, something that I reuse every day now working as a team.
The skills you learn in IronHack have really transferred very well. Is there any advice looking back that you would give yourself about the bootcamp? A good sort of like a, for me here, a good answer is here for me, like taking more notes. I noticed that lots of new people don't take enough notes when they get there, or they try and hold things in their head. And if I could go back, I would write lots more down, throughout my experience. What about you?
100%.
I actually agree with you. Something important that when you learn new concept or ideas to write things down, so you actually can say like, I don't need to remember everything. I have that written down somewhere, and if I need to go back to it, I know where it is. And I'm also very fan of drawing schemas, and so it really helps to make relationship between concept, between different levels of the same question, for example. And that's a technique that I used during the bootcamp, and I'm still using today when I need to learn about a new topic.
Yeah, nice. I think writing stuff down is just such a valuable trait, and I think you forget about it because obviously we're using computers all the time and you're writing stuff down on like as notes all the time. But as soon as I write a list or I write something down, it always sticks in my mind a lot better. So you mentioned before your final project, what actually did you build? And what were you able to kind of use moving forward as well as
the context for anyone listening out here who hasn't done the IronHack course? We mentioned React. React is the library that you learn at the end, or the final thing you learn in the web development course. And the course is broken up into three projects. There's the first project is reasonably basic. The second one's a bit more intermediate. And then the third one, you put everything together. So when we ask what happened in your final project, students get to decide anything they want based on all the skills they've learned. So what was yours? What was your big build in the end?
We worked with, we were a group of four, and we actually built a website to support an organization based in Paris that is mapping and reporting all the femicide happening in France. So it was really an important topic for us to work on, and it was really helpful for the organization we worked with, and they provided us with the data, and then we built a website with a map to showcase to display all the event that was that happened in the previous years, and we also displayed numbers and charts to help understand what's going on. So it's really one of my teammates was related to this organization and could have us worked with them, but I really found that interesting to use our newly acquired skills to support an already existing association that is actually doing such an important work.
Mm. Very cool. That's actually changed a lot since we did our course, Dan. I think there's a lot more partnerships. Obviously, you were lucky that one of your teammates was part of that organization, but I think IronHack work quite hard now to kind of pair up developers with designers with real companies in their final project to kind of get like a real product out there.
Yeah. Or even contribution to the real world in some way, right? Yeah,
exactly. That's really cool. And do you think that because you had that like a real world touch, did it help like motivate you, or you know, afterwards like looking for a job, do you think people took more notice because of that?
It motivated me for sure, but then how it impacted my job hunt after that. Of course, like being able to say that I worked with like real data of a real organization, I think it gave more strength to my project. But I was also mainly highlighting the parts I contributed to on this project, and how we worked together, the aspect that was maybe the obstacle and how we faced them as a team. So I think all this aspect really helped and supported my application. For sure.
And so moving on to the job search, what was your experience? How did you manage to kind of nail it so quickly? Any useful tips for people who might be in a similar position?
I really rely on IronHack tips and the career weeks. So of course I applied to every job that I found interesting. I use mainly LinkedIn, other platform, but really mainly LinkedIn, connecting, being alive every morning, checking my alerts and applying to the job I found relevant. And I really also network and spend the time to when I looked at a company that I found interesting to email. Send an invite with the notes on LinkedIn to the team and the teammate that I thought could have interesting feedback for me. So it really something that I was not so used to it before, but we had such great tips with IronHack, so I was just like, okay, let's give it a try to this technique. It can only be helpful. And really trying to build my network, especially that since I switch, I really was looking for interesting people to follow on LinkedIn, and I keep still doing that today.
And so, how was the actual job search? How long were you looking? Did you have lots of interviews or just a few, big ones? How did it go?
So if I remember correctly, I started right away after finishing the bootcamp. I had maybe two or three important interviews, let's say. I mean, that I went until late stage. I was really focused on the technical challenge. It was really something that I was anxious about because, you couldn't know like on which they will ask from you, and luckily I think at that stage I had one that they sent it at home. It was at home assignment, so I had time to prepare and submit something that I found like that I had time to really work on it properly. So yeah, I didn't have a on-the-spot technical interview that time.
Yeah, and just for a bit of context again, I think for people who maybe are doing different career paths, there's a very sort of specific trend in web development job applications where you can be tested basically as part of the interview process. So you either have like a takeaway challenge where you take it away and do it at home, like build a component or something, or you have to do these like in-person on the spot challenges, which I think must be so difficult to be focused and perform your best, because you're never gonna have to do it again in the job.
It's a very broken system, but, isn't it? I think
yeah, you know. I think that taking something home is okay, because I think you can then work it on your own time. And
but this high pressure, like, okay, do this piece of code right now, it's like very few people are good at it, and people who are good at it, that doesn't really, it's not a good measurement of whether or not they'll be a good team member. But I can't think of a better idea than just like, can you just solve this problem for us whilst we're here? And it's not, in the face of it, it's not that intense and cruel. But if you've anyone out there who's ever been in a technical interview, it can be very intense for someone to say, please solve this issue. And your brain's like, can I have an hour to Google it, please? So, yeah.
Yes, and I did technical interviews later on, but I was very happy that at that time, just after the bootcamp, I could have at-home challenges for sure.
Was there any other skills that you learned after the bootcamp for the job specifically, or did you stick with React? Did you learn any extra libraries maybe?
I looked for a role with React. I've been working with that ever since. I will say, of course, then you enter a company and then you learn to work with the CMS tool. You also learn to how they are building the test. That's also something that I learned inside the company. I also learn backend parts of my current job, for example. But I'm still mainly using React.
And so how is the new, we don't have to get too much into your specific role. I don't know how many, how much, maybe you work for a secret government thing. I don't know, but,
might work for a supervillain.
Well, Zen job is the one. But how is your day to day now? Are you happy? How is the team structure? Is it how you imagined? How is the real world compared to how you imagined it, pre-tech?
Yeah, sure. So, currently working within a team, and that was something that was really important for me. I was really, during my job search, working for a team with different level of seniority. That was really a way to ensure that I can, contribute, of course, but also keep learning and having support on my growth and my development. So that's something I'm really happy to find at ZenJob, and that was really helpful for me in the last months. It's also very international. The product and engineering team is really international, and that's also something I was looking forward to it. It's also really, I was also really looking for having this hybrid format to work, that I can work from home sometime, but also have an office and also a team that is based in Berlin that you can meet on a regular basis. And what I would like to say here is that's all argument that I had in my job search. So I knew it was something I was looking for, and actually really applied for a job that was providing me this structure that I just described.
Yeah, I think being very specific in the job search is very important. And actually, just to kind of add to what you were saying before about looking for like senior mentoring and stuff when you're a junior, I was talking to someone recently and they were saying that apparently companies that pair juniors with senior developers over the course of 2 years, one-on-one pairing, especially obviously it had to be quite a big company, but after 2 years you can't see a difference between the two people's coding ability, because that level of mentoring and partnership over that 2 years, you basically get a senior, you like, you know, you light speed the junior to being a senior. So I think the mentoring as a junior is just so important. I know some people kind of go into roles and then it's like, yeah, I was the only developer there and I just learned on the job, but I think that's very hard.
Yeah, it's like, indeed. And I really see it. I mean, it's of course like you learn some new skills and how to use new tools. But what also important is like when you pair with a senior, you also learn how they think and how they solve problem, how they debug a situation, for example, what they look at first, where they go and what they check. And that's really something that then you can remember and also like apply when yourself you're facing a problem later on. So that was really something that I was looking for. And indeed, like being the first developer, for example, in a team, I knew that was not something for me at the moment. And I was really looking for this possibility to pair, yeah, with a more senior developer.
We were doing an interview a few months ago, Dan, remember? And it was somebody's very similar graduation period. And they just jumped straight into a job as the only developer. And they absolutely loved it. I can't remember who it was, but there was, and also someone.
No, I have no memory of that.
Yeah, somebody. I think she was. She'd previously been a fashion designer, and she went. She started when she graduated. She just jumped straight into this role where she was the only developer, and she just really thrived in it. But I think it takes a very specific kind of person to do that. I think I would much rather that mentoring path for sure.
Was it fairly recently? It wasn't. Faye, was it?
I can't remember her name.
Or maybe Sarah. No, I know them two people jumped to mind. Anyway, yeah, still cool. I think that you're right though. Like being the only developer, I recently knew someone who was the only developer, and whilst they were obviously keeping up and Googling everything, having a mentor just is light speeds ahead. Which is there any other then pieces of advice you would give people coming in your footsteps, I suppose, new alumni? Is there any piece of advice you would give other IronHack
or people who are thinking about career switching as well? If they're listening to this podcast, like you were listening to a podcast, you know, if they there's one piece of advice you'd give them to change their path.
Dreams.
For the recent graduates that are maybe now starting the job hunt, I will say like maybe you had the feeling that the bootcamp was really intense, so a bit like a sprint, but then now with the job hunt you're kind of starting a much longer race, let's say, that will not stop just when you find a job, that will continue because you will keep learning when you will be working. And so maybe just it's important to like find the right balance at that point of time already. And really, I think it's about like, it has like some short term aspect and also long term one. The short term are maybe right now looking for a job and finding a job that you will enjoy working at. But then when you're working, it will be working on your task, finishing this project and everything. And so having this balance between, short-term and long-term goals can really help you keep your focus. And especially if it's start to be hard, the job hunt, like maybe longer than expected, if you also have in mind that there is some long-term perspective in that, can maybe be helpful. And my advice for the one that are looking for the next step and are looking into tech, first, I'm very happy that is one of your options, that web development is on your radar, because it's a great field. It's a great field to learn about, to work in, and to grow in. So just if you have this interest and if you already listening to this podcast, just go for it. If you go for IronHack, you will be, you have great support during your learning path and also after. So yeah, just trust the process, trust your skills, trust what you will learn, and enjoy.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, thank you so much for your advice, and thank you for your time today. That was good. See, just like we said at the top of the episode, great piece of advice there, and coming from a great advice giver.
There's nothing I like better than great advice from a great advice giver.
No, she has a good story. It was really cool to hear her thoughts, and really nice of her to share that with us. I hope there's some people out there that that's useful for and are going to follow in those footsteps.
Yes, for sure. I think that's it. I think we don't have to give it, nothing else to give. Just if you're listening somewhere, you can give us a review. Give us a review. If you're not subscribed, subscribe. And that's it. See you next time.